This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Courtesy of Reliance Tencent Cadbury Hudson's Bay, a conglomerate company, exclusive supplier of Dairy Milk chocolate products.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Recording, this is Roger Regatta Fisher, Communications, Moonbase Theta. As per your explicit instructions, I begin monitoring the personal messages of all active personnel. Please note my misgivings, as put on official record in the previous week's reporting, and the week before that. As your instructions remain unchanged, my written report and several related audio messages have been attached. The dates include 2 weeks of the shutdown sequence, beginning on September 9th and ending September 21st, 2098. Moonbase Theta, out. There aren't even words right now. They can take that list of new base directives and fold it until it's all corners and shove it right into their collective. Okay. Breathe, Roger. Remember the medical sensors. It's just all so... I forgot the table was bolted down. We did everything they asked. Sent back good data. Kept the mines running. Then, one day, they come out and... Okay. We're shutting you down in 20 weeks. You get 5 people. We already picked them to do all the work. We shrug. Maybe we grumble. Only a little. But we pick up the load. We do our part. Supply rockets are late. They won't send messages on time from my husband. But we do our part. Then we get a message. Hey, we'd like you to cut that schedule in half. No reduction in the work to get done. Just do it quicker. Oh, sure. Why not? So, maybe we push back a little. They say, okay, you've still got your 20 weeks, but now you have to change everything you've been doing. Don't worry about the stasis pods. Don't worry about that stream of data from the telescopes that could answer building block questions about the universe. Here's a mining helmet and a lunchbox filled with exciting new proteins to keep you going. Enjoy yourself! Everything is on its head. Wilder's running herself ragged. She's burned out a bearing 3 times already this week. Ashwini alternates between manic and totally absent. We all hear Zee talking to herself late into the night. Even Nessa is, well, still Nessa. Nobody can change that. But every plant she has to pull, her smile takes a few seconds longer to reappear. God damn you for doing that in and of itself. And then I read their final order, sent with data sealed to my biometrics. You will commence monitoring of all private messaging, including personal logs and inadvertently recorded conversations. Nice way to admit they're spying on us. providing reports on the content as well as recommendations on censoring. You will, of course, recall the standard Enclave protocols. I recall their protocols. I can't stop recalling them. I spend whole nights staring at the ceiling, wondering how much of what happened was because of my... And they call out Nessa in particular, as if Nessa... What did Michelle say in that report? There has to be some way I can find out. I have to make sure she knows. I have to be able to keep all of this together. It's all just... Fuck! Ugh! I know some of my frustration is from Alex. Not because of him. God, no. Because of everything we're trying to work out. It's not easy to fix a relationship when you're on two separate orbiting bodies. It'd be so much easier if I could curl up in bed, my head on his chest, and just talk. Just melt into his arms and talk it all out. Without all this other shit that keeps piling up in the way. I need you, love. My anchor. My home. My superhero. Champion of lily-livered husbands and hounds who have gotten themselves in a family way. Puppies. How could they possibly have puppies? You may be the only friend I've got once everyone here finds out. And it will get out. It always does. It's not like I can say no, but maybe there's some way I can distract them, some sort of sleight of hand to make a difference. I just have to keep this all buried until I come up with a plan. It's Wilder, sending down the data on those stasis pods, trusting the Enclave text to solve the mystery of those warning lights. Not like I'm planning to use mine much anyway. That's the farthest away of my worries. I should look in on Nessa. Personal log out.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Olfactory. Balsam fir 0.75. Add snow 0.25. That's right. Reduce balsam fir by 0.5 strength. Loki, I'm gonna need your help. Record. Encryption at security level blue. Code word storage from home base. This is Michelle Langlois, Security Moonbase Theta. The date is September 17th, 2098. Time is 2032. No active threats, no open actions at this time, except what I've already reported. Perimeters reveal no breaks or unauthorized utility taps. Laboratory operations have been shut down and the data is secure. No one has entered the depressurized base areas. I have performed all encryption upgrades to standard Enclave procedure. The audio and video is running for every base area, including the outside loading docks and the mining tunnels. Note that I cannot get you audio from those places other than suit chatter. There's no sound outside to record. I haven't been able to fix the issues with the observatory's audio. I think it's bad wiring. I tried to get Wilder on it, but without admitting what they should look for. But as previously mentioned, I'm still seeing trust issues there. Thanks for that file you sent up about alternatives. I might be able to access the OBD port during a sleep cycle, but the apps you sent are more likely. I'll install them on my system under break in case of fire. If anything happens, I'll send a report. Pause recording. Olfactory, stop balsam fir, stop snow, add cigarette smoke my regular setting. Resume recording. When I saw they wussed out on the shorter schedule, I knew this was going to happen. I knew they'd try to... It wasn't my idea to start with. They came to me. You came to me. And you said, they want to do this thing. Can it be done? And it could be done. It could still be done. But they decided that... You know what I'm saying. All we did was answer the question. It's not our fault they didn't have the guts to just... Fuck it, you know what I mean. My answer was based on a risk analysis that hasn't changed. And speaking of risk, my report regarding Ness... Agriculturalist Chong was in no way affected by any personal relationship we might have shared. I thought it would be clear when I said, given proximity to base environmental controls and all our consumables, that the danger I was seeing was purely based in her personal background and her access to critical areas of base operations. There. Damn it. Correct all pronouns to they as per standard enclave protocol. And you give that shit sausage, Brigado Fisher, free access to listen in on everyone's personal messages? Any secret? Any conversation with home? Any whisper over an intercom in the middle of the night? I know. You know all about him. You sent me the goddamn file. You made sure I'd find it the day I landed. He's gotta be laughing his ass off. You know that asshole was in the room when Nessa... It's not a good choice. I hope you didn't mean to include messages from security. Nothing in the memo I saw bothered to exclude me. I don't know how you can give that kind of access to someone who... There's nothing wrong with his record exactly, but... He walked away and then strolls back in like we won't remember, like he's better than us because he got out, that fucking bitmol. The only good that might even come of it is if anyone finds out, they won't give him the... Okay, I get it now. That's pretty good. Credit where credit's due. I should have seen that a mile away. Oh, erase back to resume recording. Oh, I need to think. I gotta figure out my angle here.
Surely you're not serious.
I am. And don't call me Shirley.
You can't just... You know what he's trying to do, and not just to you, both of us.
He's hurting. And it's my fault. I'm sorry you were caught up in it, but... He has the right to be hurt.
He has the right to sit in his little guardhouse and just... Okay. I'm sorry. You're the most forgiving person I know. Second most forgiving after...
How is Alex doing? Sorry, I was in the middle of recording a thing to Elena.
I should go anyway. I have a report I should try to decrypt.
You don't know what might be in there.
That's my point. TTFN, friend.
Switch all farm lighting to nocturnal. Decrease hydration accordingly. Yes, let's keep going. I'm sorry, dear. I suppose you wouldn't even know there was a gap, but as I'll be the slightest bit scattered, Roger was here. There are aftershocks from how things ended. He's tangled up in it too. I feel even worse about it all. But I've done what I can. Michel is protecting himself, I suppose, in the way he knows best. All I can do is wait. I was worried that Wilder was heading in the same direction. Maybe that was just vanity. I brought up relationships the other day. She's in a solid little triad. I never even knew. Two women back on Earth. I think all our people are back on Earth. It'd be harder if you knew your partner was in stasis just a deck below you. Trimming my Genovese basil back again. I know you're going to ask. But yes, Mulder. I've been glad to see that deepen. She'd always been a bit withdrawn before. Too many people with an opinion on enhancements, I suppose. With five of us, she knows how everyone stands and can be more herself. And that's a person well worth knowing. Of course, now she's spending so much time in the mining operations. But I suppose I'll be joining her before too long. We can keep up our chats when I get there. I've had to read up again on the procedures and specifications for the equipment I'll be changing over. I was a backup supervisor in name only. Now I'll be earning that title. I don't mind learning new things. And of course, the helium-3 mining is an important task for all of us. It's not as if we won't all reap the benefits of cheaper energy back on Earth. But it's less time for gardening. All the florals. My poor Xena hybridia are to be mulched, and any foodstuff that aren't required for CO2 scrubbing. Our meals won't be quite as interesting. We'll be eating a whole lot more of that ensoyment from now on. Ashwini won't be pleased. She's been turning up her nose at it so far. It's... I don't know. I don't want to say disappointing. It's an unexpected change, and I'm still... absorbing it. How it makes me feel. I think I was in a bit of denial about the shutdown until now. A few less voices, not as many footsteps in the hall. But I kept my corner growing just the same. Now I can feel the... dwindling. The decline. I can feel myself starting to separate a bit. Hear that voice in my head telling me to close it all off. Focus on the life I'm returning to. Insulate myself and sleepwalk through the last 13 weeks. But I'm going to reject that. I feel those urges. I accept where they've come from. And that they're a part of me. Now I'm sending them packing. I won't spend the last 3 months of my life on the moon with my eyes shut. I'm going to experience and share... and be here for my friends, and grow what I can. Grow where I can. And not let go until the very last moment. The hibiscus are still lovely. I'll save them for as long as I can. I'll save it all for as long as I can. But enough about me. How's the family getting along? Have you been to Denfeng yet this season? Or the observation platform? I told Siva she could wave to me from there. I miss our picnics. Send messages soon. I miss you all and I'm greedy for news. I love you. Send everyone my love. Message complete. Attach image folder marked latest and send. New message to Wilder. We need to find a new hiding place for our... small friends. Someone's been checking the barnyard. Henhouse? I can't remember the code name. Just stop by. We'll talk in person.
Thank you all for listening. Today's episode featured Leman Kessler as Roger, Cass McPhee as Michelle, and Elisa Park as Nessa. The episode was written and edited by DJ Silvis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Additional credits are in the show notes, and additional show information is on monkeymanproductions.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We use Twitter a lot. And if you want to be one of the Super Moon heroes who help us make the show possible, support us at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. We give our backers a lot of extras and behind-the-scenes info, even special mini-sodes. And you always have our grateful thanks for listening, sharing the show with friends, joining our Discord to chat with us, all the ways you become a part of our Mooniverse community. Take care, and we'll be back soon. Thank you.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to Magenta Presents, a new horror anthology hosted by me, Madame Magenta. We begin with the 5-part miniseries Ghosted, starring Beth Eyre and Lucy Roslin. Perched on a rain-battered cliff edge is a former lighthouse.
It's a charming, quirky boutique hotel.
Owner and sole occupant Beth has spent months renovating, absorbing its essence into her bones.
It's an old building. You'll get used to it.
But to Beth's horror, her first guest is a figure from a past she has tried to forget.
Kira?
Beth?
What the fuck?
Face to face for the first time in years, the pair must reckon with old mistakes, old grievances.
Beth, speak to me.
Shut up!
And something else.
Oh, I can't bear it. What is that noise?
Because the lighthouse has a past, too.
Beth,
he's right there. Why is there blood on your hands?
We need to get out of here.
Kira! Kira!
I can still see him!
Subscribe to Magenta Presents wherever you listen to podcasts. See you soon, fans of the esoteric. Bye!